Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, good morning.
You know what? Lloyd can wait for us to get our argument done.
He should consider himself lucky that
he should be honored,
yes,
that we fight like we do with him on the air.
Yeah, because if it were like...
If that were Vardon, we would just hung up.
If we know, like, we have this guy, Matt Foreman, coming on. He's the Guardians' assistant GM.
This executive.
That didn't sound right. Sorry. We have
this guy, assistant to the traveling secretary.
We have Matt Foreman coming on, who is the Guardians' assistant GM and executive VP. We're not going to be in the middle of an argument and just bring him on the way we do Jason. We have no rapport with him.
No, in fact, we'll be actors. We should have people judge our acting skills. Because we will be totally different than we act the rest of the show.
We will go, ladies and gentlemen, Matt Foreman joins us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
It's an honor and a pleasure to be joined today by front office member of the Cleveland Guardians.
That's what we'll say.
Congratulations.
That's what we'll say.
The heights that you've been able to obtain, sir.
But with Jason, who has hosted on this show, who is pretty much the primary fill-in. Like, who was always the primary fill-in on Carson?
Well, it was Joan Rivers.
There you go. So he's our Joan Rivers.
Yeah.
He's dead. So, I mean, he's basically a corpse when he comes in here anyway. So, I mean, what the hell? There you go.
Did they have a revolving door? I don't know. I thought it was...
Well,
Leno
did it some, too.
Yeah, Leno at the end. They still say to
Gary
this day...
Gary Shandling did it some.
I would like to see those. I have not seen those. They say to this day that Jay Leno on Johnny Carson is still the best guest in late night show history.
Really?
And then the Jay Leno you saw afterwards was totally sanitized and totally out there to get the biggest audience possible.
Yeah, they gotta watch you.
But they claim that his stand-up was incredible. All the stand-ups on every podcast, much to the chagrin of anybody that's in the Letterman camp or even the Conan O'Brien camp.
No, either way.
They say he was unbelievable.
Well, he's our guy, so yeah, we can continue an argument right in front of him.
Has he been that good with us that Jay Leno was on the Tonight Show, Jason Lloyd?
He's had some good barbs with us, right?
Should we have other guests? If so, who should they be? 216-578-0092. Next time we're out, who should be filling in with us on this show? I'm curious. Who would have a good rapport with us?
Joe Thomas.
Okay.
Terrible answer, because we would just give way to Joe. I would never get in an argument with Joe.
I know. I feel like I'd rip him.
Okay. Joe can host with you if Joe's willing to do so.
I tried to trade him. So.
I did try to trade him.
But I would be bad with Joe, because I'd go, okay, Joe, you know, and I don't. Oh, okay. That would be the end of it.
Yeah.
With Jason and I are willing to rip each other all the way up and down. I don't know, because nobody else
wants to get up that early.
No, and nobody else
like when
is
Les,
willing to be
Les
ripped.
Would come in, I would tell Les, just get here when you get here. Don't try to don't get a speeding ticket trying to get in on time. And then he would show up still way too early than I'd want him to. I'd say, no, just come in after 7, and it'd be 6:18, he'd start walking in, and he'd start talking into a mic, and we'd be in a break.
Yep. Yep, he would.
He'd drive here on a parkway, and he'd park on
park
a
driveway. Park
on a driveway. The best.
They should the teams give us players in the offseason to co-host? So the players could turn that into, well, we're trying to give you some, you know, post-career education.
That would be incredible.
That'd be awesome. That'd be awesome, because
that
it would be a team
be
saying,
incredible.
We don't even care. We don't even care what incendiary things might get said. You know, their player would get quoted. It would all go viral.
Isn't that basically what Patrick Manley did in Chicago, their long snapper with the Bears?
Oh, was he?
He was like their long snapper for like 17, 18 years or something like that.
He could say whatever he wanted.
And then he started like going on. During that time, he started going on 670. Mm-hmm. And, like, he was a guest, and then he was, like, hosting and da-da-da-da-da-da. And so that's the way it kind of worked with him. Joe's too big, so it's like, eh.
Yeah.
And plus, I would.
But again, Joe can say whatever he wants.
Yeah, but you would disagree with him. I wouldn't disagree with him. Maybe would I disagree with Joel?
Oh, there you go.
Like, Joel's 9 years in.
We do have a offensive line bias. I mean, think about Greco. Greco came on
yesterday.
We're talking about Aaron Judge, and he just went into a take.
Yeah,
I loved it. Why isn't Greco hosting more?
I got to text him about that. That was fantastic.
Let's go, Greco.
He did a hell of a job on that. John lives too far away. He lives in Columbus.
I don't care. Well, he can do it on the phone.
Well, we talked about it. And he's like, I live in Columbus. It's a 2-hour drive, for crying out loud.
Ryan on Twitter reactions brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, says, guys, Jason Lloyd on your show is basically Tony La Russa on the Chicago White Sox. Are you saying he doesn't talk enough?
Are you saying
he makes all the wrong decisions?
Or
that everybody hates him?
But Tony La Russa is sick, and you know what? I talked about the Queen the day before she died, and I'm not doing it now. Not doing it with Tony La Russa. That was one of the all-time upsets. I go, I cannot believe she died, and I was talking about the royal family.
She was
and
96.
And then we drug it out for two weeks. I know, but the day
still
after
going?
I talked about the royal family.
Too soon.
Do you think our boss would ever allow, like we did the fan phenom contest, right? We did a couple of those.
Yeah, we kind of did that.
I still wasn't wrong, though. You act like I wasn't wrong. I mean, I wasn't wrong.
Do you
like the Philly fanatic running?
I'm here with you, Lyman.
Do you think we have any callers?
Yeah, I'm with you. I got
any
you.
Callers that are out there that would be any good, even like in an hour, like the not 4 hours?
Well, there's a couple potential.
Don't do it. Don't you do that?
Do you think there is though?
We'll get all the wrong ones.
Yeah, that's
not the right ones.
If you think it's you, it's not you.
Well, there were a lot of guys.
Oh, that's a good point.
Here's the issue. We had a lot of guys, especially over the last 4 years. What was the major point in town people would want to talk about? Baker Mayfield, right?
Uh-huh.
People were eloquent with their – they'd be good on the phones. The only problem is it'd be the same take every day. You guys realize
– on every show.
Would you accuse me of having the same take every day about Baker Mayfield?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. But I feel like I had a breadth of other things that I could make sure –
There were other angles
that.
We gotta start,
you could go.
When it comes to those sort of things, we got to start calling each other out for same takes.
Yes.
Like if you go 3 shows in a row with the same take –
You have
because
to sit
we,
out.
We say it at different times. So you got to go, nope, you said that before. Done. Because I know I've done what – there's a couple things. There's some listeners that do listen all 4 hours, and we're thankful to you. And there's a couple of people who go, Ken, you said this. I go, yeah, but it's –
Well, yeah.
I'm saying it at different times, and it's a different audience because some people are just listening during a drive-in.
I am cognizant of that. I got one for you, and it's a good take.
Tell me.
But I've heard it.
So
probably
often.
Seven of the last
call
nine
me out
days.
Call me out on it.
The Pittsburgh Pirates, their stadium.
All right, I'm done.
Is more of a park.
Thank
it's
you.
A
no,
but national
we'll
park.
Give the that's all you have to tell me.
We'll
and
give
I'll
the take so people done. Know that are hearing it.
All right, I said that PNC Park is basically a state park, and that's because it's there for you're just looking at the skyline. It's there for the ambiance, but you're not there to watch a baseball game. That's it.
And then what happened last night? Andrew Filippone. Tweeted.
No, he didn't.
Well, not the exact same thing, but he's
we
have such a beautiful park. Can't wait for this to get filled up again at some point during a stretch run. But he was talking about how beautiful the park was because no one was there. They were playing the Reds, and there had to be 800 people there.
Because I thought for a second, Tony's listed.
He didn't lift that one.
Okay. Because they rip off.
And that's not a
all
new
the
thought,
time.
Though, by anyone. That what? It's a beautiful park.
But I said they're basically, I don't know what they call the metro parks over there, but that's what, I would make that joke.
Mm-hmm.
If we were the same thing, you get what I'm saying. All right, I'm striking it from the vocabulary, dunzo, cremunzo, bye-bye. There's other things that I've done, and I'm like, you got to stop doing that. The Al Horford thing. Years ago,
What was the Al Horford?
I felt bad. That's what made me stop the whole I'm not going after sisters and wives and things like that.
I remember you saying
that.
That
was the sister. I'm done. I was like, that's beneath you. You're a married man.
The problem is the teams.
You have children on the way. You're done with that.
The problem is the players are making it harder and harder for us to keep their families
out of
the conversation because they involve their families in social media. I mean, Tom Brady made a television show. Well, for streaming,
a Facebook show
that incorporated his family. And then what happened? What's happened now? Now his family has become center stage because he's not showing up on Wednesdays. Wednesday is the big install day that you're going over everything. And Tom Brady's like, yeah, my wife's really mad at me. We don't even really live together right now. I can't come in on Wednesdays.
Yeah, he's installing marital bliss.
Yeah, right now. That's his install day. Now, so should I not bring up his wife? What do I do?
I was about to give my opinion on what I think is going to happen with their marriage, and I just wanted wanted to say I don't want to talk about the man and his marriage, right. And I almost gave an opinion on him and his marriage.
That's good for you. That's a good thought. That should be a baseline thought for us to have decency. But then LeBron James, how many times is LeBron going to refer to his kids, whether it's Bronny or Bryce, about getting a chance to play with them down the road and where True. They want to live and go into high school in, you know, Sierra Canyon. And, well, his kids are going to be part of the story. So it's really hard in 2022 to keep the kids and keep the wives and keep the mistresses out of the headlines. In just, you know, parlance of athletes.
In the parlance of our time.
Yes.
Yes. Big Lebowski references. Yes, am I allowed to do that?
Yes, you are.
Okay. You had an interesting question before the show. We'll get to the Eniel De Los Santos Immaculate Inning coming up in about last night, I'm sure.
Bieber says he wants one really bad.
Playoff tickets are available.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow,
yes.
What is our responsibility?
I want to get the thing sold out.
Take it away.
I think it is imperative that we as a city... And if we can help them, I think it's imperative that we get this game or these games sold out. Hopefully there's only two, and hopefully we win both of them. But I guess I should say I hope there's three. If we lose the first game, I hope there are then three of those games. Because I don't want to lose in the first round. But yes, I think it is imperative that this city and the fans of this city, sports fans, not even just baseball fans, sports fans of this city, make sure to come out in droves, sell that thing out, not even a walk-up crowd, like sell that out ahead of time. But if it needs to be a walk-up crowd, we'll take that too. And make sure that we demonstrate that we can be a big time on big baseball nights, a very good sports town. I think that's imperative. And I'll do whatever I can to help.
Is it our job to help sell it out, to make it a big deal, or should we play it as it lies? As radio broadcasters, like we are not. Yeah, you've been a reporter. I don't know what to call you. You're kind of a journalist. I am not. I do 3 minutes of sports and then I go into the whole thing, but I'm not a journalist. Mm-hmm. Not by a long shot.
I don't know.
I don't know what the hell to call you over at 19.
It's very vague. Yeah.
Does he journal things?
You tell stories.
He's been a news anchor.
Yes, he has been.
He has anchored the news.
If you tell stories, though, that's a sect of journalism.
Like, Lima's done two dead on the west side this morning. And like, Lima's done it. If Ken Carmen's saying two dead on the west side, boy, there have been a lot of people called in sick that day. Tell you right now. You are having a fever dream if you turn in and I'm going two dead on the west side. Lima has been a Big J journalist, but I don't know. I'm more of a carnival barker. I would like there to be, I think you're right. I would like to see there be a full boat of people over there at Progressive Field. I think it's exactly what you just said.
It's a look like a playoff game.
It's an advertisement for the city. So, yeah, you're right. Mm-hmm. You're definitely right about that. Got to have people there. Got to be a full boat.
I think it's something we should all want to make happen. I think there are enough fans that can be all in on this team, regardless of all the other stuff that we've talked about every day ad nauseum. And we're not going to bring those up because those are repeated takes. And we said earlier in the show, we're going to strike them for the record.
Now, wait a minute. Which was the repeated take?
Well, we've had repeated takes about the name change, about the Dolans, but now we're in the playoffs.
What if they're conversation pieces again?
They are fine conversation pieces.
Like if a caller calls in and says that they've been a season ticket holder since 1967, mm-hmm. what am I to do?
You tell them, buy some tickets to the playoffs. Let's go. Let's sell this thing out. Let's make it a home field advantage. Let's not go down. We've lost 8 in a row playoff games. Let's end that right now. Let's do everything we can.
Those players,
guys, for nothing else, say you hate the Dolans. Say you hate the name change. You hate us. You hate Ken specifically. You really hate AA and the way he screens his phone calls. You hate all those things. Maybe you hate Owen.
His
I don't know why you hate Owen.
Has been terrible.
Do you hate
lately?
Owen the way he runs the chains on the weekend, which we still haven't talked about those, or on Friday night?
It's he's
Friday
like night. A foot yeah. off. He's yeah. terrible.
He hasn't
it.
Even been
I've
close.
Heard,
he gave him a fifth down.
No, I've heard about
he
it.
Gave you can him say a lot of things down. On the air. Don't ever say that again.
Oh, anyway, say you hate all of those things. How can you look Jose Ramirez in the face and say they haven't earned your support? Let's go. Sell it out.
That's a hell of a statement you just made.
Let's go.
216-420-HITS. Up next, about last night, live on The Fan.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, the Guardians fell in extras, Kenny. The magic's not gone, is it? The Tampa Bay Rays? It's not gone, is it?
No.
Can you imagine how? What time do you think the guys showed up at the ballpark after this celebration, knowing they had an off
first pitch,
day.
Probably 5:45.
Yeah, that's what I thought, too.
Were they boozing for 2 days?
It was odd. I mean, last night you had a pitching matchup that fans certainly would have known. Shane Bieber versus Corey Kluber.
Oh, I've heard of that guy.
Yeah. You don't feel bad about
three Cy Youngs
beating up on Kluber, do you? He did strike out 5. Bieber just had the one bad inning, pitched 6 innings, did strike out 6, gave up the home run. They end up losing it late. However, we had one of those rare baseball instances last night. Something called, ladies and gentlemen, the Immaculate Inning by De Los Santos. What did we think about that? Were we impressed?
Yes.
Shane Bieber was so impressed that he says they're more rare than no-hitters, which is true. That's also one inning. So how impressed should we be?
How much of it is luck?
Lots, probably.
Well, you have to throw strikes.
You do have to throw. Well, you just have to
pitches that people want to swing at or not swing at.
Right.
A kid I played Little League Baseball with did it.
Whoa.
He had an immaculate inning.
What's harder? The immaculate inning, which is 9 pitches, 9 strikes, and you're out of there, or 3 pitches, 3 outs?
I did that. I swear to God. Called my buddies. Yeah, I know. I was going to say.
It's gotten you pretty far in life, Ken.
The kid in Little League, that's exactly right.
Here we are sitting in the same room.
If I would have had 4 pitches and 3 outs, I wouldn't be sitting here.
All right, what would be better? Like 3 short pop-ups right to the catcher.
Oh, yeah, of course.
What do we call that? What would that inning be called?
That's a catcher's dozen.
Here's Terry Francona on the immaculate inning in the fourth.
It was fun to watch him get that excited because he doesn't usually show too much emotion, but he was kind of fired up. That was pretty cool.
That always seems to be something the pitchers really care about. They really love something like that. You've heard more and more about those. When was the term actually coined?
What?
Because when I was young, I never heard of anything like this, the immaculate inning. So what are the origins of the immaculate inning?
I was made up by Tim Kirchin.
Oh, come on.
In 2003.
You found that?
Yeah.
It was at the Kirchin-Gammon Summit.
You lie, Ken. You lie.
No, I'm serious.
Come on. You're breaking character.
I'm dead serious.
Is that true?
No, I'm lying. Immaculate inning occurs in Yul de los Santos. Come on. Wikipedia. When was it?
At least that page updated.
Says, while the immaculate inning isn't nearly as rare as it once was, there were none from 1929 to 1952, 8 alone in 2017.
There were 8 alone in 2017?
That's right.
What? Now you know why, don't you?
Why is that?
Because players had the sticky stuff on their hands. Pitchers did.
I remember that era. I do. But either way.
Has Chris Sale thrown an immaculate inning?
I'm going to say yes.
How many immaculate innings has Chris Sale thrown?
I'm going to say 2.
He has thrown 3.
I did say 2.
The first immaculate inning, Rube Waddle for the Athletics.
Rube Waddell.
Waddell, sorry. Followed by Sloppy Thurston.
wait a minute. Hold on. This is not according to Wikipedia. John Clarkston, 1889. Rube Waddell, I think he actually sat in the middle.
I'm on baseballalmanac.com.
Yeah, but when was it coined? I want to know when the term was coined. Were they calling it the immaculate inning when it happened?
Sloppy Thurston, what a name.
Sloppy Thurston was out there.
Thirsty Sloppins. Okay, well, is it a big deal or not? Is this something we're going to remember past today? How many of our fans will remember past today?
How do you get the name Sloppy Thurston? What were you doing on a road trip to get the name Sloppy Thurston?
What were you doing out in Medina County?
His name was Hollis John Sloppy Thurston. What on earth could you have been doing?
So impressed overall?
I'm very impressed.
All right, well.
How could you not be?
Unfortunately, guards fell last night. Now, again, we're going to reiterate. So it was a crummy night. It was cold. It was windy. It was rainy. And I think they had 11,000 fans. If it were a playoff game, we would try to do what? Get that sold out.
Yeah.
Let's go.
216-420 hits.
Let's go. Well, those are for season
which
ticket packages.
Which some smart ass said, right. How many times have you given away tickets for any of the big 3 sports? To which we replied
last week.
But
2 weeks ago.
Yes.
We did. We
Nicely
did give
done.
Away tickets.
Well done. Boom.
Meanwhile, saw this yesterday on the afternoon drive show. Jonathan Peterlin was subbing in admirably. For the afternoon drive show, and they
Sloppy Thurston died in 1973.
Of what?
I'm guessing old age, 74.
Of
probably
thirst or sloppiness.
Probably smoking. He was 74. That's probably around there.
Buried in Holy Cross Cemetery and Mausoleum in Culver City, California.
Hey, come on! I'm reading it here.
I've been sitting on that for a while. Pitched 10 seasons.
Born in Fremont, Nebraska.
Ross Tucker was on with Jonathan Peterlin on the afternoon drive show.
Jason Light, also from Fremont, Nebraska.
And they talked about the same quandary that we did. What happens if the Browns have this incredible season of the number one seed, maybe have one loss after the first 11 games? Do they make the change?
So So there's a lot of time between now and then to see how well he plays and what the team's record is, but he certainly has exceeded my expectations with how he's performed so far and deserves a lot of credit for that. I think Stefanski deserves a lot of credit for that because he's been way better and they've been way better offensively than I envisioned. I mean, if he's 10-1, they're not going to bench him. If he's 9-2, they're not going to bench him. That would be a bad look, I think. 9-2 to sit a guy? I don't see how you do that.
Discuss. That's it for about last night.
Guys, they're going to bench him. Deshaun Watson's going to play. That's how it's going to work. $230 million, they're going to bench him. Sorry,
Ross Tucker said it's a bad look.
It's a bad look?
That's what he said. You heard him. Okay. Afternoon Drive Show, Jonathan Peterlin.
Okay, they're definitely going to play Deshaun Watson. Sorry. I know it might be a bad look. They're going to play Deshaun Watson. 2 second trivia, 7:45. Up next, okay, we can talk about that. We might as well. And Miles comes up to you and says, I can go. It's Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, live in the Fan. Yes, they are. Yeah, yes, they are. They're going to bench him. I'm sorry, guys.
Double eight, do some research. When is the last time that the Browns have been 9-2? If you could find that out.
He'll end up looking up the Cavs. You can't count on him for
well,
anything.
It's a fun exercise. We'll get the Cleveland Monsters. We'll get that going.
Hey, man, I respect Ross Tucker, and up until the end, I agreed with everything he said. Jacoby Brissett has exceeded expectations, and he's been great, and Kevin Stefanski's been great with him. They're going to play Deshaun Watson. Come on, guys, let's stop being silly about this. Let's stop being silly. You know it, and I know it. They're going to play Deshaun Watson. When Deshaun Watson is eligible to play, they're going to play him. He's eligible to come back in the building on October 10th. That is what, next Monday? Not this coming Monday, the
already.
Monday after.
Welcome
yeah,
in.
October
Let's 10th, go.
On the day that you go over to Little Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Yeah. So he's eligible to go back in the building then. He'll conduct himself as a professional. We had John Greco on. John Greco said, and his circumstance was much, much different. His circumstance was... Yeah, they went from Brian Hoyer, who conducted himself as a professional, to an idiot. And the idiot ended up acting like an idiot. Truth's the truth. And so they were upset. On the other hand, with this guy, he'll go in there. And everybody will say, well, what about everything? They care about him and how he acts in the building. And how he'll act in the building, he'll act as a professional.
So maybe the mistake was made by me yesterday in saying that, yes, I think we should entertain the conversation only because do I really think this is going to happen? No. But I laid out almost impossible, probably these lofty goals for this to actually happen. The parameters were lofty. And what I said was, first of all, record. I said 9-2, 10-1. Neither is probably happening.
Well, either way.
Second of all, I said, what if they had back-to-back wins with Jacoby Brissett playing really well? And those back-to-back wins were at the Bills and then at home versus the Bucks. And let's say in Buffalo, that game gets flexed. I don't even know if it can, but let's say it gets flexed to primetime. Well, and Brissett brings them back in the fourth quarter. Say it's snowing and Brissett's making, again, parameters that are almost impossible. Well, I don't really think any of this is going to happen. What my point was yesterday was the guys in the locker room, no matter what, will rally around their starting quarterback, who's 10-1, 9-2, and going on national television and bringing their team back from behind against Josh Allen and Tom Brady. I don't think you could then realistically tell that team, like, hey, we're giving the ball to someone new who you haven't seen, who hasn't played yet, and who hasn't played in 2 years. I just don't think that would happen. But those parameters are almost impossible.
What you say is extremely captivating. I think a lot of people are agreeing with you. Like, it's going to be hard for me. Like, if they were seriously 9-2 or 10-1, man, I'd have to be under the table with the microphone making this argument, hiding from people. I'd have to draw the blinds because there'd be people out there screaming at me, calling me a dummy. But they would do it.
You know the fan base would be staunchly behind Jacoby Brissett.
Yes, they would. And I'm going to tell you guys.
Look how they got behind Baker. Look how they got behind Baker.
But that's exactly the point. Nobody wants to believe me on this except for the people who know the truth. Is the owner did not want to move on. He wanted it to work with Baker Mayfield. And I hate to bring him up, but I have to bring him up. You got to go back to it. He wanted it to work out with him. And so they had to go and give all these different things and all these different statistics and hardcore data of what they want. And you know this, Anthony. You know it. You know this for a fact. They had to go and give all the hardcore data saying, we would have done this, this, and this if we had Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Or even Russell Wilson, for that matter. And this is before the thumb injury or I should say the middle finger injury. Or Russell Wilson, for that matter. And there were a couple other quarterbacks that they ran the numbers for as mm-hmm. well. But specifically Deshaun Watson. This is what we would have done had we had this quarterback. And they had to pound that message as clearly as they possibly could so they could get the blessing to go after that quarterback with all the baggage that he has. And he has a significant amount of baggage because they had to get the okay from the guy signing the checks to go out and do it. The guy signing the checks wasn't always gung-ho is what all the fans want to make him out to be, and even some of the writers want to make him out to be, but nobody wants to listen to that. Nobody wants to take that as...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
As the truth. But fine, you believe what you want to believe, except for the two guys sitting in the room who know it for the truth. And I'm talking about Anthony and I. So we know that, and they're going to look at this and go, hey, Jacoby's done a great job, but we could do this, this, and this.
My playbook expands, yeah, all that
yes,
stuff.
Yes, because it wasn't Kenny Carmen or Anthony Lima saying that the playbook expands by 8 to 10 more pages with Deshaun Watson. That was John Greco mm-hmm. who said that, and that were football people as well
saying
that.
We'd love to hear it, yeah.
So you're still limited with what you have. It's been a great start. Jacoby's done a tremendous job, and I hope and pray Jacoby continues to do a tremendous job. He's wonderful, and I'm thankful that he's doing a great job. But Deshaun Watson will take over because I can sit there and I can always play the mulligan and say, well, he's getting $230 million. And I did because I was just so taken aback that Ross Tucker had said it like that I had no other recourse and we were up against it. But the stats will bear it out. This is why you went out and went after the guy, because he can do what Jacoby Brissett just simply can't do. Baker Mayfield simply can't do. That's curious, why you made the investment.
Kenny, what I'm curious is just in a locker room, and I know it's a totally different situation, and the Tom Brady is this all-time anomaly, how he took over for, Drew Bledsoe after all that. But when a locker room does get behind somebody who's actually playing and actually winning the games, and they're giving him game balls in the locker room, and it sweeps up the personality of an entire football team. Is it as easy as, guys, we traded all the draft picks? Like, are you going to tell those players that? Guys, we traded the draft picks. Well, those players that are there right now are going to be like, I'm not going to be here in 3 years.
Care.
I'm not going to be here next
year.
They
don't care.
I'm here right now, and we have a chance. We're the one seed. We're the one seed.
It's tough to think big picture for guys whose lives are there right now.
Yeah, they don't care about it.
Yeah, they don't. And when I'm making this argument, see, I'm looking big picture going, well, Deshaun Watson is there because he's supposed to be able to go against Patrick Mahomes
yeah.
And you're going, well, wait a minute. Under this exercise, they're 9-2 or 10-1.
And they've beaten Tom Brady and they've beaten Josh Allen.
That means you've beaten Josh Allen and Tom Brady and at this point, Tua Tagovailoa. We'll see how he finishes the rest of the year. And Joe Burrow and everybody else. So that is going to be a facile argument by the time we get to that level. Because people say, well, then Jacoby has beaten all those guys. So it's this big exercise in
a hypothetical that's not going to happen. I know.
In unrealistic practices.
I realize none of it. In fact, if he gets outplayed by Marcus Mariota this week, we're going to get calls all week laughing. I mean, literally just laughing at us for having the conversation. But I thought it was a fun exercise. I think it's fun to think about all these things. We started getting the calls on Friday,
and I didn't want to take the calls on Friday because I just didn't want to start having that conversation the day after they beat the Steelers because there were other conversations to have.
And these are the same people that told us Josh Dobbs was somebody that should be playing. So we should take it with a grain of salt,
these are wild times, and I'm willing to entertain just about anything during wild times. Deshaun in Cleveland, yellow. Deshaun.
What's going on, fellas?
Go. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Wonder what the guy named Deshaun on the radio is going
to
say.
Talk to us now. Go.
This is so funny how everybody loves Jacoby Brissett now, but I was getting hung up on when I was telling you he was better than a backup a long time ago. And you were disrespecting Jacoby the whole offseason. Disrespecting Stefanski.
Well, what were you expecting, Deshaun? What were you expecting from Jacoby Brissett? Were you expecting top seven quarterback play? I wasn't. I'll admit it.
No way you were expecting.
Now, call us back if this continues. Keep calling us back. I have no problem.
Yeah, and then the next time, you know, maybe not yell at the host to be quiet.
Oh, I don't care.
Probably. Yeah, well, I do.
And you knew that wasn't going to work. You knew damn well that the sheriff was going to pop through the door and end that phone call right then and there. You knew damn well that was going to go down.
Busy compiling
stats. I'm going to get to Josh and Elyria real quick. Go, Josh. Hurry.
Okay, so I'm going to use a car analogy here, and let's take the pragmatic approach. So you don't take a rebuilt engine and just take it on 480 and let it rip. So if Brissett's doing awesome, which I hope he does, he's pleasantly surprised us, why wouldn't you play him in the first half, ease in Watson in the second half, and then we have a rebuilt, overtuned engine for the playoffs? Boom, problem solved.
What are you trying to tell me?
So Say he goes 10-1. Say Brissett goes 10-1, right? Or 9-2, whatever miracle scenario we have. Okay? You take the pragmatic approach. You run him in the first half. You get Deshaun Watson, who hasn't played in 2 years. You play him the second half, so that way he gets his live time back up, and he gets back up to speed. So that way have him just crapping the bed, and we all go, oh, God, what did we spend $230 million on? And then you just ease him into that transition so he can ride the inertia that Brissett has put on. We are in a miracle scenario right now where we potentially have a great quarterback and a stable backup. Why would we mess that up?
Well, I don't know. Doesn't that sound a little faulty to you, Josh?
I want to see him earn his money as well. But what I'm getting at there is then you've got the Jacoby people being happy. You've got the Deshaun people.
I don't care about making the fans happy. Why do I care about making, if I go out, if they were actually 9-2 or 10-1 and I go start Deshaun Watson, they ain't going to be happy.
What I'm saying there is we ease him in so that way we can say, yeah, Brissett got us there and we're grateful for that, but let's get Watson up so he can push us over the mountain.
But why would I do that? Josh, thank you for the call. Why would I do that when we all know where this is going anyway? We all know where this would be going. Well, we're going to give Deshaun a quarter. Why? We all know where it's going in the first place.
Yeah, that would be
tough
to do.
If I have Jacoby in, I have Jacoby in.
I did say.
We're talking about leadership. We're talking about good play. That's what we're talking about here. If I'm just going, well, I'm going to do this here and there. Well, we all know where it's leading to.
I did ask the question yesterday.
He's not a rookie. He's a veteran.
Owen perked up a little bit when I asked the question about, let's say they have a normal, you know, pretty normal record, but they have two big games, you know, back to back against the Bills and the Bucks, the two of the biggest games of the year. And Jacoby Brissett is going to be your quarterback for those games. However, you have Deshaun Watson coming back the following week against the Texans, would you be splitting reps in those weeks leading up with Deshaun Watson, who's back in the building? Is it more? What's more important, to win those games any way you can, making sure that Brissett was the guy all week? Or is it more important that you make sure Deshaun Watson is your guy down the stretch that has more of a competency with the offense?
I'd have to say the starter's the starter, and that means Brissett gets the reps. But we'll have to cross that bridge when we get there. But as of right now, I would say Brissett gets the reps. 216-578-0092. We'll get to you guys on this. By the way, 1965, last time the Browns started 9-2. So it has happened before. 2 second trivia, 7:45.
And thanks, Double A.
Miles comes up to you and says,
I mean, I found it.
And Miles comes up to you.
I do too.
And Miles Garrett walks up to you and says, I can go. It's Brock Landers and Chest Rockwell, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.